When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it is time to take you through the best case scenarios for the Big 12 Conference in 2024. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports, of course, is the show. And how you join us here, thank you for being a part of it on YouTube. Hit that thumbs up right below the video. Of course, on the podcast, if you could take a second out to leave that five-star rating and review, and our radio affiliates, thank you for being here and for being a part of the show. So this is something that has come up a lot. People have asked me. They've said, hey, Pete, what are the best case scenarios for the Big 12 Conference? And before I get to them, if you're watching on YouTube, you can tell we're coming to you from a remote location, spending some family time, doing some vacationing before, of course, a wild and crazy fall football season and new season comes our way across the heartland and across America. But I wanted to make sure I was still bringing you content and bringing you shows, and that's what we're doing here at Heartland College Sports. So this is very simple. Yes, the Big 12 needs great parity. Yes, the Big 12 needs to put itself in a position where it has an incredible November, the best November in all of college football. The Big 12 has the ability to accomplish that. But what the Big 12 also needs to have happen is it needs to have a breakaway contender. Maybe two in a perfect world. But the Big 12 does not want to say, hey, we've got great parity, but we've got two 8-4 teams in our Big 12 championship game, and then we send a 9-4 team to the college football playoff who gets a bye and then gets its clock absolutely cleaned by an at-large SEC Big 10 team. That's not what the Big 12 wants to have happen this year. The Big 12 needs that 10-2, 11-1 team that then gets a bye, and if they don't win their second-round college football playoff game, they are at the very least damn competitive in how they go about playing in that game. That's what the Big 12 desperately needs to have happen. Now, you're probably maybe wondering, why does the Big 12 need that to have? Why do they need that to play out that way? Very simply this. The Big 12 cannot afford to lose the war that is going to play out in college football media after this season. After year one of the college football playoff, I have no doubt in my mind that the national college football media narrative is going to be this. We cannot do automatic buys for conference champions. Conference championships are meaningless. Conference championships don't mean what they used to. We need to get the best four teams to have buys. Conferences be damned. And this past year is exactly proof of that and proof of why. That's what the Big 12 desperately needs to avoid. Now, they can avoid that by playing damn well in the college football playoff, by having an 11-1 team win the Big 12, get a bye, and then win a college football game. And guess what? College football playoff game. And then guess what? That narrative doesn't work, at least not after this first season. But I promise you that Paul Feinbaum and company are going to be dying to go down that road. And I heard my good friend Josh Pate talk about this on his Late Kick show. And, you know, we have a lot of respect for Josh. He's on this show. He's just a fantastic guy and a great advocate for college football. But he did also bring up the fact that, listen, right now it is not the best four teams that get a bye. It is the top four ranked conference champions. And he's bringing up and wondering whether or not that's always going to be the way this is done. And it's a fair question to ask. And that's why it's imperative for the Big 12 to have the kind of season where it doesn't allow that narrative to begin and to permeate. Josh is not doing it in a way that's Paul Feinbaum-esque, right? I mean, he's just doing it in a way to question where the future conversations are going in this sport. And he's right and fair to do that. So that's where, if you're the Big 12, how do you prevent that narrative from starting? How do you prevent that conversation from beginning? The way you do it The way it happens is by making sure you have the kind of year that makes the Big 12 look good. The Big 12 cannot suffer from an 8-4 conference champion getting a bye and then getting its doors blown off by, you know, an at-large Alabama or an at-large Oregon. That is not the kind of position the Big 12 can allow itself to fall into. So that's where this matters if you're a Big 12 fan. You got to be thinking not just about the parity of this conference in November, and I believe this conference will have the best November of any conference in the sport because of how close it's going to be. The fact that the Big 12 does not play an FCS team in late November like these jokers in the SEC, they play 9 conference games as well. That is the kind of nonsense the SEC has been getting away with thanks to their friends in college football media covering it up. But it's one of those things that you need 11-1 Utah, 11-1 Kansas State, 11-1 Oklahoma State, 10-2 whatever. You need an 11-1 or and 10-2 team playing in the playoff. And then if the 10-2 team wins, they're 11-2, they're conference champions, you can't really complain. But they also have to be competitive. Ideally, you would get your other 11-2 non-conference champion in with an at-large, but who knows how the committee's going to do this thing with the preferential treatment we all know the Big Ten and the SEC is going to get in this conference. We all know that's coming, right? I mean, you've got to be living under a rock if you don't think that's coming. It's coming. And if you don't think it is, I have beachfront property in Salina, Kansas to sell you. I promise you, it is going to happen. So you've got to blunt that narrative as quickly as you can, and that's hopefully what the Big 12 is going to then end up doing, blunting the narrative before we even get to that part of the conversation, because it will come, and it will come fast and furious. So this is where the Big 12 is currently at. This is why also the non-conference games are so vitally important for this league. The Big 12, more so than any year, in its now near 30-year existence, needs to have a very strong non-conference schedule. You need to be rooting for UCF against Florida. You've got to be rooting for Oklahoma State against Arkansas. You've got to be rooting for West Virginia against Penn State in week one. And I'll say this right now. If Houston beats Oklahoma, I will buy Houston football gear and I will wear it on this show. If you have a projected bottom feeder in the Big 12 in Houston beating the almighty Sooners, who ran this league forever, who went to the SEC, who's projected to be competitive in the SEC. They're not projected to win it, but they're certainly projected to be competitive. That's how you start to quickly change the narrative in this conference. That's how the Big 12 can find itself in a place where it is getting far more respect from the national outlets than, you know, it currently is. You got to be rooting for Deion Sanders against Nebraska early in the season. I know many of you don't want to root for Deion, but you should be rooting for Deion Sanders as they get set to take on Nebraska early in the season. Every single one of these non-cons for the Big 12 is going to matter. Now, the other part of it, and the reason there's extra emphasis on these non-cons, is because there are some weird non-conference games in the Big 12 that pit Big 12 team against Big 12 team. Baylor and Utah play each other as their premier non-conference game. Of course, they're both in the Big 12. So it really doesn't mean a whole lot when they're Big 12 teams playing each other in the non-conference. Unfortunately, I wish it weren't the case, but these schedules are set years in advance. So that's how this stuff works. Arizona's playing Kansas State, right? They're taking each other on pretty early in the season. I think it's the second week of the season on a Friday. They're playing in Manhattan. Once again, that game's been there for years. You can't really get rid of it. You can't change it. If you're the Big 12, you just got to kind of roll with it and understand that it is what it is. But unfortunately, it takes some of your premier teams. It takes three of the best teams in the Big 12, or at least projected best teams in the Big 12, Kansas State, Utah, and Arizona, and does not allow them to have a premier non-conference opponent. It would be awesome if those three teams would be playing Big 10 or SEC teams in weeks 1, 2, or 3. But now because they're playing other Big 12 teams, we don't have that possibility. And that's a loss for the Big 12. So now you've got to root for these other Big 12 teams to get it done. You've got to root for these other Big 12 teams to be not just competitive in their non-cons, but win their non-cons. It's vitally important for the Big 12 to put themselves in that kind of a position to make sure they are getting that conference superiority that they deserve. And by conference superiority, I'm also talking about making sure you're not falling too far behind the SEC and the Big Ten in terms of the national narrative, because the narrative's already being set. The narrative is building towards a power two. That's where this conference or this sport is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trending, and the college football media will willingly go along with it. So the best way to blunt it is to perform on the field, and you can't rely on bowl games anymore. Trust me, I love it when the Big 12 does well in bowl games, but we cannot rely on bowl games anymore. We just can't. Too many guys aren't playing in them anymore. They don't have the juice they used to have unless you're in a playoff game. So looking to bowl games is meaningless, because you can always say, well, you know, this team, all its starters sat out, they're getting ready for the NFL draft, blah, 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 blah. And there is some truth to that, more so than there was even just a few years ago. It's got to be done in the non-con. It's why the Big 12 has to continue to schedule strong non-cons. And you know what? What the college football media can do as an institution is push the SEC and the Big 10 to do quality non-cons. But the great grift going, especially in the SEC, is playing 8 conference games and oftentimes multiple FCS opponents and getting your guys a little mini bye week, especially the one in November, which is an absolute utter joke. But the SEC's been getting away with that for years. Years, college football media hasn't done a thing about it. And that, as much as anything, needs to be watched very closely. And needs to be called out for what it is. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. Thank you for being here, for being a part of the show as we roll through it, coming to you from a remote location, taking a little vacation on my end before we get full steam ahead into the college football season. But listen, I wanted to make sure I was still bringing you shows on YouTube, on the podcast, and on the radio. And if you could drop that 5-star rating and review, we don't charge you for anything. We just want you to join us, to be a part of the show, to subscribe, to share it with a couple of buddies, because that's how this thing grows, and that's how we can continue to bring you all this content for free at Heartland College Sports. So that being said, when I'm looking at storylines that continue to percolate around the Big 12, I don't know how you feel about this, but I've got to call out ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, who said at ACC Media Days that the ACC was a top 3 conference. Dude, there is nothing to suggest the ACC is a top 3 conference. Nothing whatsoever. The ACC is clearly the 4th of Power 4 conferences right now. Now, I think Florida State would be right up there with the best of the best in the Big 12. But outside of that, Clemson's down. I mean, and I think a bulk of the ACC, if it were to come to the Big 12, would find itself in the bottom quarter of this conference as it currently stands right now. I don't think it would be really much of a shock to see any of these teams come to the Big 12 and be in that bottom 3, 4, 5 teams. I think most of them would be, outside of maybe the top 1 or 2. So I don't know where Jim Phillips is getting this stuff. I know he's got to hype up this conference, but Jim Phillips is starting to have a little bit of a George Kliavkov feel to him. George Kliavkov, of course, is the former Pac-12 commissioner who had his head in the sand, who was kind of in la-la land, who was defined by his aloofness during his time running that conference. And it came back to bite him because the conference fell apart right in front of his eyes. Jim Phillips has a little bit of that aloofness to him, from what I can tell, and it could very well come back to bite him and his conference in the not-too-distant future. I am not going to sit here and do realignment, and I'm not going to sit here and, you know, put expansion in every headline of every piece of content that I do, because there's actual football to start talking about. Now, we'll do some realignment stuff when real news is breaking, but I can't do speculation after speculation after speculation on this show just for fun. There's actual football coming up, so let's talk about that at Heartland College Sports. But I do know this much. Jim Phillips is right now facing a very tough uphill climb to keep his conference together in the ACC. And it's one of those things that if you're a Big 12 fan, you are watching from afar, you are following very closely, and you are realizing that when it comes to where this conference is at, where the Big 12 is at, the Big 12 finds itself in a very strong position compared to the ACC, which has its top two teams basically doing everything in its power to try to get out. And yes, there's a chance that the Big 12 can be capitalizing on that. There's no doubt about it. Now, the hype train of Heisman trophies. Let's spend a few minutes on that on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Hit that subscribe button. The Avery Johnson hype train, I'm afraid, is getting wildly out of hand for the Big 12 and for the Kansas State Wildcats. I love Avery Johnson. I think he can be a star in college football. But when I saw the New York Post project Avery Johnson to win the Heisman Trophy, I said, that's where I put my foot down. That's where I say it's just too much. I love Avery Johnson. I want to see him do well for Kansas State. In fact, arguably the best storyline for the Big 12 this year would be Kansas State getting to a college football playoff on the backs of two childhood friends in the state of Kansas, Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards. But we're getting out of hand here on the Avery Johnson hype train. I mean, in the end, the guy had a great bowl game, but he completed 45% of his passes in that bowl game. Now he's got a new offensive coordinator. Colin Klein is gone. Of course, he went off to Texas A&M. He's a rising true sophomore. I'm not quite convinced his offensive line is going to be as good as it was last year. He still was the backup, obviously, for the most part of last year. He got some valuable reps, but still, we are basing in large part this hype train off of his recruiting profile and one bowl game. And that's just too much. I can't get myself to that point. And I don't think any, you know, even Kansas State fan has got to be like, okay, I like my team. I like the leader of the team. I like where this thing can go with Avery Johnson leading the offense. But let's not predict this guy to win the Heisman Trophy and act like he's Colin Klein going into the 2012 season or Michael Bishop back in his heyday. Let's just kind of watch this offense work together for a little bit. I mean, if they lose to Arizona in week two in a non-con, which is technically a non-conference game, he's not even the best quarterback on the field that day. With the Arizona guy, of course, another one who could end up in New York City as part of the Heisman Trophy conversation. So forget being the best quarterback in the country. He might be the second best quarterback on the field in week two. So this hype train is getting, I think, out of hand for Avery Johnson. I love it for the Big 12. I think it's great that Kansas State is getting that type of hype at that position. And if you combine him with Dylan Edwards and what the offense can do, certainly, you know, there's tremendous potential there for the Big 12 and for the Kansas State Wildcats. But I'm not jumping in yet. And the more people that do, the more likely I am to jump off. In fact, I saw this debate on social media. Who's more likely from the Big 12 to win the Heisman, Ollie Gordon or Avery Johnson? I'll take the guy who had 2,000 yards from scrimmage last year over the guy who threw 66 passes. It's not a knock on Avery Johnson, and it just means that when you're comparing those two and what they've actually accomplished at this level of football, it's vastly different. And by the way, I don't think Ollie Gordon is going to match last year. It would be great if he did last you know, match last year. But remember, Chuba Hubbard had a huge year, came back, and was a shell of what he was. Didn't come close to the year he had prior for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Not saying that's going to be Ollie Gordon necessarily, but very rare for a running back does that happen, where you have a massive year, you come back, and you exceed the year prior. Because now the defenses are locked on you, and they're going to say, you know what, Alan Bowen, beat me through the air. You can't beat me with your legs, we know that much. Beat me through the air. And that is going to be incredibly fun to watch as the season gets underway. And we also know, you know, Ollie Gordon's odds are better because he's not missing any games after the DUI. So, because as Mike Gundy said, he's done it 1,000 times in his life or something like that in a weird, weird comment that took place at Big 12 Media Days, of course, just a couple of weeks ago. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here, for joining us as a part of the show. Subscribe. We keep all our content free. We just want you to share it, subscribe to it, hit the thumbs up below the video. And if you're on the podcast, could you take 30 seconds out and leave that 5-star rating and review? So appreciate you doing that. And of course, join the Heartland College Sports Forums. They are free. It is a great way to get involved with what we're doing here at Heartland College Sports, a great way to interact with fellow Big 12 fans, and it's more personable than just simply doing one of those, you know, Facebook groups, although we have a Facebook page or Twitter, X, things like that. So thank you guys. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.